entrepreneurs are the eternal warriors of the world. We take the hard road. We are the outliers, the ones who don't fit in, the ones who have divorced ourselves from the crowd, the ones who have freed ourselves from the conformity of others. We are often accused as being obsessive, single-minded, unreasonable, and irrational. We are monomaniacal about the things that matter most. Our spirit thrives on meeting the next challenge. It is who we are. It is in our DNA. We take huge risks, some calculated, some not so calculated. In our world, a lot is always at stake. But we are the delusional optimists. We understand that every slight, every adversity, every challenge is gold. We use these as fuel to become the person we are destined to be. As entrepreneurs, the common bond we all share is this: the deep need for self-determination, the need to create, the need to take risks to achieve something more, the need to solve problems and to be part of the change we would like to see in this world. Governments have rarely succeeded in solving society's problems. It is businesses and entrepreneurs who have made the greatest impact and pushed the greatest change. And this is because we all share unrelenting drive. We have great vision, and most of all, we want to lead and succeed from the front. We want to be a good example to those around us and show people what's possible and not accept the impossible. While this is a noble pursuit and one which entrepreneurs cherish and live for, it is also highly challenging in many ways. The challenges affect us right down to our very core. The life of a business owner or entrepreneur requires many things, including courage, determination, resilience, persistence, grit, creativity, flexibility, commitment, and self-belief. It requires the gumption to go against the grain, ignoring the opinion of others, and to be headstrong when there is little or no support anywhere in sight. This is not easy, and few things in life will ever be as confronting, challenging, and all-consuming as building a business. While great rewards are gained if we succeed, this success comes with a heavy burden. In 98% of cases, we get so single-minded, so hungry to achieve, that we don't fully know or appreciate until much later the hidden and sometimes heavy price we have paid, and the struggle we need to endure to achieve this success. I'm sure you've heard people in business say, "If I'd known how hard this would be, I would never have done it." Perhaps you have felt this way yourself, and never a truer statement was spoken. Counting your losses. For the already established entrepreneur, I know how hard you've had to work and how much you have had to sacrifice to get to where you are today. I know about the sleepless nights you've had to endure and the relationships that you've had to forego. I know about the ridicule and the criticism that others have dumped upon you. I know about cash flow stress, the pressures of the competition, and the imposter monster that keeps you awake at night. But we do it anyway. And we work hard and we push and commit to our quest day after day, year after year, many times fighting for every inch we gain despite all the odds stacked against us. But if we're not careful, we all lose much along this journey. What do we lose? In many cases, we lose ourselves and our most valued relationships. We lose our time and the many other interests we have in life. Sadly, in many cases, we even lose our health. We get caught up in the struggle to avoid failure, to win and succeed at all costs with no guarantees and no safety net. And if and when we finally get there, when we are able to lift our heads to breathe and look around at what we've achieved, what do we find? We find that the very thing we set out to achieve has eluded us. At the end of this long road, success, whether big or small, is not what we thought, hoped, or imagined it to be. And in many cases, this discovery comes too late. I look around at the entrepreneurs in my world, and many of them are extremely successful. That doesn't mean that they are not suffering. So many suffer quietly and silently on their own,